So there's another scriptural passage similar to Psalm 30, the one we just heard, that also tells about the seasons of life. It's one you probably recognize. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, from Ecclesiastes. Now, tradition tells us that Solomon wrote it, although some scholars will probably dispute that. And Pete Seeger put it to music, and the birds recorded it, and the song reached number one in the pop charts in 1965. If you had forgotten what year it reached the charts. And for some, it's the beginning of the only verse from the Bible that they've ever memorized. Although the turn, turn, turn is not found in any of the biblical scriptures. And it's not in any of the manuscripts. Well, it's July, yes? And it's just a few weeks after the official start of summer, right? With the summer solstice on June 21st. And so in Northern California, that means warm, dry weather with the natural air conditioning of the coastal fog, which is great. And Solomon spends much of the book of Ecclesiastes talking about, reflecting on the different types, the realities, and the impacts of seasons on human beings. But the thing is, he doesn't limit his reflections on just the meteorological demarcations, right, and observations. He recognizes that everything that is and that occurs has a season, that there's a divinely appointed time for every divinely appointed purpose. Solomon recognized a key principle that a lot of us miss, right? As we live out our mundane daily routines, or as we get all caught up and swept away in events and circumstances which spin out of our control. And that principle is that God has given us an order and a plan to life. God has ordered a time for everything in life. You see, we live in an ordered universe, not a universe of chaos. There's a sense with that we are therefore to live our lives recognizing that God is in control. You know, that each of us is responsible to recognize and understand the right times for the right actions so that we don't miss or waste the times and the seasons that God has given for our lives. God has built an opportunity into every season that we'll go through. An opportunity to know God better, an opportunity to know someone else better, an opportunity to serve someone, to learn something, to build something, to destroy something that's destroying you. So Ecclesiastes 3, the first nine verses there, it's not pessimistic, it's not even a stoic message. It's a joyful recognition that whatever season we are in, we can take great comfort in knowing that the one who made us and loves us also gave the seasons of our lives. Now life, you've probably heard it, it's been compared to a roller coaster, yeah? With its ups and downs, right? Its twists and its turns. There's exhilaration, there's disappointment. There's excitement, anticipation, and don't forget, sometimes there's also a little fear that creeps in there. But there's different emotions, different parts to our lives. And as each of us has ridden this roller coaster of life, we, like the psalmist, have gone through times when we felt God is so near to us. And there's also probably been times where we wonder if God is anywhere at all. Yeah? Am I the only one who's experienced both the ups and downs? Few of you out there? So our reading from Psalm 30 this morning is another example of the biblical perspective that all these moments and movements, these seasons of our lives, are part of the creation, part of the world that God provides us. Psalm 30, it narrates a story that envisions God as present in both the joy and the trouble. That is to say, in all of life. It's a daring act of faith to see God in all the parts of life. A lot of people just want to see God in the good things, right? And our psalm, with its powerful poetry, helps us to imagine the reality that God is in all things. The psalmist strongly holds to God's providence, God's goodness and care, benevolence, in the midst of this crisis of life and death. You see, and God didn't leave the psalmist alone, but God came then to deliver the psalmist from the crisis he was in. And in creation spirituality, this same dynamic, this of God showing up in the journey, in all aspects and parts of the journey, can be understood as a dance or moving in and out of four paths, some of which is kind of reflected in the paths that we have set up for our worship service. But each of these paths has their own gifts of awe and wonder, which we talked a little bit about last week, of letting go, of creativity, compassion, and justice. And these cycles of life, they're born out of the seasons of the planet. And they remind us that there is a time for everything, and that fluctuations of the spirit are part of being human. Path one, part of the benefit of naming the different paths is just to be aware of them, to give a context for our life, and so that it helps with the ordering, helps us reflect and realize that it is an ordered universe that we live in. And path one in the creation spirituality paradigm is the awe and the wonder and the mystery of nature and of all beings, each of whom is a word of God or a mirror of God that glistens and glitters. I love that. As Hildegard of Bingen wrote, a mirror of God that glistens and glitters. Path two is in the darkness and the nothingness, in the silence and emptying, in the letting go and the letting be, in the pain and suffering that constitute an equal part of our spiritual journey. That in that, too, God is found. As we heard in Pete Seeger's song, that there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. And accepting of the dark places, or as often is talked about in our contemporary usage, our shadow side, you may have heard that. It's acknowledging the fact that life is not all peaches and cream, as the saying goes, but it's not always roses, but more it's like the rose bush, yeah? So you have the thorns as well as the aromatic petals of the flower. And it's through the recognizing and the acknowledging and the working through our dark side, our shadow side, our pain and our suffering and our grieving, that we can grow, that we encounter God, that we make movement on our spiritual journey. The third path is that recognizes that in our generativity, as it were, we are co-creators with God, that in our imaginative outputs, we can trust our images and we can give birth to them and we can ride with them and manifest them, as it were, bring them into existence. For all of us are creative. I know some people, I hear them say, I'm not creative. I'm here to tell you it's a human gene, okay? All of us are creative. Now, I know we're not all in Broadway, we're not all in the movies, but that doesn't mean we're not creative. Anyone who's ever been a parent, you're probably one of the most creative persons on the planet, okay? But really, I'm serious, you know, in parenting or cooking or gardening, my gosh, you know, the work that you do, the work that we all do, our creativity comes out and we use it. We all are imbued with creativity. And that, we recognize God in our creativity. And the fourth path is seen in the relief of suffering. It's in the combating of injustice, in the struggle for homeostasis or balance in society and in history. We're working for justice, for balance, homeostasis. It's in the, and it's also in the celebration that happens when person struggling for justice and trying to live in mutuality, they come together to praise and to give thanks for the gift of being together. God is known in this too. To all these parts of life, the four paths, as it were, they tell us what matters in life. They're like signposts or reassurances that we're not traveling alone, but with the entire mystical body of Christ, with the communion of saints, as we say, with the creation spirituality tradition of past, present, and future. So as we go through our lives, recognizing all the seasons of our lives and that all of them, in all of them, God is found, may we walk good paths, living on the earth in oneness as sisters and brothers, rejoicing in one another's blessings, and supporting and caring in one another's sorrows. Let us pray. Guiding God, you who never leave our side in all the paths of life, be with us as we traverse the pain and delight of loving and living, so that we might be with others in the seasons of their lives. We praise you for setting in motion the cycles of creation and setting us among it all. And all God's people together say, Amen.